with a sharp pain in his side from exertion. Johnny pounded up the steep, twisting trail, swift feet spurning the ground. He hardly dared take time to check the sun. He could not be sure whether Turl was keeping the appointment by a clock or by the heavens. He dreaded any moment to hear ahead of him the roar of the plane taking off for a lethal pass over the village. More than 5 miles, and all uphill, and over a very bad trail. Johnny heard the beginnings of a startup ahead of him. He was almost there. He burst through the brush at the edge of the plateau. The plane was already beginning to rise.
Hey! No!
He yelled, waving his arms, racing forward. If he missed, all his work would be undone.
Wait!
The plane hovered, feet off the ground, turning toward the village. Johnny threw his kill club the last 30 feet to strike the fuselage and attract attention. The plane settled back. Johnny collapsed on the ground, drawing air in loud, hoarse breaths. The roar of the plane turned off, and Turl opened the door.
"Did they chase you out?"
said Turl into his face mask.
"Well, get in, animal, and we'll go down and carry out a proper plan."
"No,"
said Johnny as he crawled up into the seat, still panting. His feet were bruised from stones, and he inspected them.
"It's all set."
Turl was derisive.
"All night I saw fires burning on the tops of the hills. I was sure they were roasting you for a feast."
"No, they lit fires to call in candidates for the work group."
Turl plainly did not see how this could be.
"We have to be very careful."
Turl could agree with that.
"They're going to meet in a meadow about 3 miles from here."
"Ah, you got them to get together so we could blast them better."
"Look, Turl, we can succeed only if we do this exactly right."
"You sure are wheezing. Tell me the truth. Are they chasing you?"
Johnny threw down a moccasin, and it made a loud snap.
"Ah, blast it! It's all arranged. Only we have to finish it. There will be hundreds in that meadow. I want you to land at the upper edge of it. I'll show you where. And then you must sit in the door of the plane and do absolutely nothing. Just sit there. I will choose from the candidates. We will get them aboard and leave by tomorrow morning."
"You're giving me orders?"
shouted Turl.
"That's how it was arranged."
He was putting his moccasins back on.
"You must just sit there in the plane door so you can watch and make sure it all goes well."
"I understand,"
said Turl, with a sudden grin.
"You have to have me there to frighten them into submission."
"Exactly. Can we go down there now?"